And now we get to the last part of the Lost Princess, where the Sheni Lamalchus finally finds the Harshal Zav Mitzvah Shemar Golios from the Ruach that came late, and he asked the Ruach, we're not going to read all the words inside tonight, he asked this Ruach, take me to this place. Take me to the place of Yerida L'Tzorach Aliyah. And he also asks the Ruach, what's so special? What is valued in this place? Because whenever you're going to a place and you want to know what's the mahut of the place, find out what do they value. He says, Mayakar Sham, what's valued there? And he answers, everything is valued there. In this place of the Yerida L'Tzorach Aliyah, in this place, everything. It's not just about making siyumim and about being so proud of people and shepeg nachas. It's everything matters. Every thought, every nisayon, every struggle of a Jew counted at this place. It all matters at this place. It's all yakar. Even, we're going to a little bit side of the ishbits now, but even the avonos are yakar there because eventually they're going to turn to zchuyos. And now we get into the time of geula. Now the whole first part of this story was, it wasn't bringing the ultimate geula to the Bas Melech. It was bringing lahakim shechinta me'afra, to recognize the shechina in the tachtonim. And therefore, there's a very beautiful connection between the Bat Melech and the Sheni Lamalchus. They're talking to each other. They're conversing. They're getting etzos. There's a lot of connection between them. Here at the end of the story, we don't see any connection to the Bat Melech. The Bat Melech doesn't have anything to do with anything. She's very, very distant, and there's very strange things going on. There's bribery, there's money. Here, take this kiss of money because they're going to need you and you're going to have to bribe them. All of a sudden, the chayalos, the guards, don't let him into the palace, whereas the lota of the chayalos let him do whatever he wanted. What's going on at the end? What is this place at the end? So the end is the final geula of the Shechina, which is the times of Mashiach. And therefore, man has to step back at that point. He's brought the Ruach Sa'ara from the Memunah la Ruach. He's brought the Ruach Sa'ara. The Ruach Sa'ara could be referring to the same Ruach that Eliyahu who went up to Shemayim with the Ruach Sa'ara. What the Navi Zechariah talks about, that the Mashiach will come with the Ruach Sa'ara, a great Ruach that shakes things up. It's not a lav dafka Ruach Sa'ara, it's some pleasant Ruach. It's this Ruach Sa'ara that shakes up the world, like Geula shakes up the world. And it's a different type of place there. And it's not just taking the Shechina me'amafra. There's no relationship. Because here in Geula, man did what he could do. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over. And that's what it means. And I'm not going to tell you what happened at the end. It says, Ve'eich she'otzia lo siper. How he took her out, he doesn't tell. I'm not going to tell. Besofotzia, but just know besofotzia. What's that? Besofotzia. Besofotzia. You look at Resh Nun, Torah Resh Nun of Likutei Maharan. Talks about that the Hashkacha laosid lava beis a case. Kates yispata atev legame. V'lo yeh rak Hashkacha levad kama shekasu ki Hashemayim ka asher nimluchu haaretz kebeged tivla. The teva will be mispatel, will be nullified, and a new hashkacha. And this hashkacha is coming from a place of kates and sof. And when the maisa ends, ubesof otzia, ubesof, meaning with this midah of sof and kates, mi'ala hashkacha, mi'ala teva. The whole goal at the beginning was to go into the teva and to take part of the teva in order to take out the nitzotos hakadoshos. That is man's duty in this world. However, the ultimate, the geula shlema, which is the national geula, the geula, the big geula, it's not lahakim shechinta me'afra, it's taking the shechina and building and bringing the geula. That's already coming from the world of sof. Man's ishtadlus kind of ends at that point. The ishtadlus of man gets to, you have to lehakim shechinta me'afra. But at a certain point, we reach the place of sof hitziu. Sof is the kates and the sof, and we have to draw our energies, which is, Rabbi Nachman says in that piece, with tefillah b'chidah hashkacha l'mal ha'teva. If you want to go ma'ashkacha l'mal ha'teva, you have to go to tefillah. because tefillah is mishana the teva. And once again, we're drawing from the world of Sof. We're drawing from the world of Kates right now. And therefore the Bat Melech has very little to do with this. This end of the story. We don't even tell the story how she got out. Because this is the Geula Shlema is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. We did what we could do. We're the Hakim Shechinta Me'afra. But to bring the Geula, we could do every step that we could do. But to bring the Kates, that's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the hand of the Sof. And that doesn't mean we don't do our Shtadlus, but that Shtadlus is for the Hakim Shechinta Me'afra. It's not the ultimate Geula. The ultimate Geula is in the world of Sof. It's in the case. Kates. And Mishadochas are Kates, Nofa but Kates. Anybody who pushes the Kates falls into the Kates. We have to be mamtin for the Kates. We have to realize that it comes from Sof. There's a story by Rabbi Zion Apter, an old Breslov Yid that came from Poland to Eretz Yisrael. He very, very chashev Yid, and he really lived like an old chassid. I used to sleep on the floor of the Kotel, many stories like that, in raggedy clothing. And one time he was in the same room as David Ben-Gurion. And they wanted him to meet David Ben-Gurion. And they asked David Ben-Gurion, do you want to meet an old type Yid? And David Ben-Gurion said, sure. And Zion asked David Ben-Gurion, he said, Miata in Yiddish, who are you? So David Ben-Gurion says, Ani Rosh Memshelet Yisrael David Ben-Gurion. And Ben Zion Apter looked at him and says, "Aval anachnu mechakim b'shvil ben David, lo David ben." So it's a cute story, and I'm sure David Ben Gurion got a good laugh out of it. But the idea is that you can only do your shtadlus, and there's beautiful shtadlus from all walks of life, whether it's building the land of Eretz Yisrael, whether it's bringing Likutei Maharans all over the world, whether it's bringing the light of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, whatever Mashiachist concept you have out there. It's good, and work with it, and it's shtadlus, but in the end of the day, to bring the Mashiach, to bring the Bat Melech to the ultimate redemption, that's only Ubas Sof Hitzia. Only with the koach of the Sof, with the koach of the Ma'al HaTeva, to the koach of the Kates that we don't have, and therefore there's no connection between the Bat Melech and the Sheinah L'Malchus anymore. Because we're in that point of Geula. And that is more in the realm of the not our Bechira all the time. We have to set things in place and we have to move things along and we have to bring the Shechinah to Me'afra. But in order to bring the Shechinah to the ultimate redemption, that's coming from the Sof, coming from the Kates, it's coming from the world of Tefillah, which is the world Me'al HaTeva, it's the world of Rachel Velea, that Yaakov takes Rachel Velea out with great, great cunning knowledge, as we see that in order to go into this place, you have to do shochad, you have to do bribery, you have to be smart, b'chachma, you have to have chachma to do it, and that's Yaakov Avinu, taking out Rachel Velea, b'chachma, the sons, taking out Dina from Shechem, b'chachma, b'chachma, so too the Geula. The Geula is going to come from the Sof. We have to daven for that higher Ashkacha, the higher Ashkacha, not the Shechinta Me'afra. We already did that. We already did that in the story. Now it's for the Geula Saketz, which comes from the Ubasof Etzium. Baruch Hashem, we finished the story of Ma'avidat Bat Melech, and we'll move on to Melech V'Kesar, Neder, Mezvat Hashem.